Welcome back to another episode of I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith. And today we're talking about tattoos.
Tattoos.
So I think we should address first, Nick.
That I am an expert when it comes to tattoos.
No, I think that everyone's going to be very disappointed in how you dress. Usually you dress in one of B. Arthur's outfits from the Golden Girls, and today you're dressed more like me.
So you're saying people will be disappointed to see our friend, Bob the Drag Queen?
Yes.
Wow. So you are homophobic. You don't support women, and you're racist. And you're
Bob,
paint-phobic.
You can see Bob with Madonna on tour.
You can't. Her tour just ended.
No, she's going to Brazil.
It's not really part of the tour. It's like a one-off. And at this point, you've missed it when this comes out.
So anyways, so we're talking about tattoos today. So I just got my third tattoo.
Third?
I got my mister with me, Rodrigo. Yep. I got Maria Callas, and now I have Poison Ivy. So if you want to look in the camera, you want to see, it's my drawing of Poison Ivy. I don't know, Chris, if you want to.
Can you lift it up a little bit? I don't
know. Sorry. It's partly my drawing as well.
Nick.
I touched it up.
Do you know that I was getting the tattoo the entire time? I was thinking to myself, Nick could never do this.
I could never.
He would be in so much. He would be screaming.
I can't even give blood when I go to the doctor, let alone a tattoo. I'd pass out. I couldn't do it. I also just don't like things enough to have them permanently on my body.
If you had to pick a tattoo and you didn't have to go through the pain, but you could get one thing on you. If you could get one thing on you, what would it be?
I do like live, laugh, love. I don't know. I genuinely can't think of something that I would put on my body permanently. Partly because maybe I can't wrap my head around having a needle stabbing me that much.
No, but you have to forget the needle part.
Maybe like a Golden Girls thing. Thank you for being a friend across my pelvis.
Can you imagine, because you top, can you imagine someone taking off your shirt and your pants, and right before they go in, they read, thank you for being a friend.
And then down my thigh, it says travel down the road. And then on the other side, a tramp stamp, it says back again.
Chris, you have a bunch of tattoos. How many tattoos do you have now?
The limit does not exist. Oh my God.
15. So, I mean, I'm
do you want more?
Well, this isn't finished. So this is going to be Storm from the X-Men on this side, both my drawings, and then I'm going to have it connected. So they're going to be the clouds of Storm is going to go behind her and then connect. Although when I was getting the tattoo, his name is Find Your Smile. He's in Brooklyn. He's great. When I was getting my tattoo, it took 6 hours for this one. And, you know, he's going in on your skin and stuff. It does hurt a lot, but I said, oh, are we going to do Storm today? He goes, you know, we should really do the tattoo separately. I said, why? He goes, because you can get something called tattoo poisoning, which I didn't realize what that was.
Now I wish you got both tattoos in one sitting.
Well, right. I didn't know that was a thing. What is tattoo poisoning exactly, Chris?
I feel like it's all poisoning.
No, this isn't poison.
I mean, it's not normal to put ink into your body.
Well,
but it's not normal to put Botox in your body. It's technically poisoning, but people do it.
Well, it's poisons that make you look great.
I'm not saying that it doesn't. I'm just saying it technically, I feel like it's.
Is there a tattoo that you see that you would absolutely hate? Like you hate certain tattoos on certain people? Like obviously like
tribal tattoos on white people. What tribe are you part of? The Pilgrims? come on.
Do you know when the Pilgrims came to America?
Well, Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. Were they before or after Columbus?
He knows that from a song.
But were they before or after Columbus?
They were after.
After. So the 1500s?
Yeah, probably.
17. Don't even know.
Something, maybe 16.
Lizzo, chime in. When did the Pilgrims come? When you were growing up, were you like, I can't wait to get tattoos? Or is this an adult thing that you're like?
When I was growing up, I mean, like, I grew up, the 90s? So a tattoo to me was a bad guy in a movie. Or, like, it was so controversial that Cher had a tattoo. I got a tattoo, babes. I got one in my butt, and I got another one, and it was controversial. And now I'm having them removed. Oh, Sonny, you son of a bitch.
I remember my grandfather always used to say to us, his like grandkids growing up, being like, don't ever get a tattoo and don't ever get your ear pierced. I'm telling you this. And then I came out and was gay. So I think he just gave up hope anyways and doesn't care at this point.
Ear piercing's fine. That heals up. That goes away. But
any of it is fine.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I understand what they're saying. Don't get a tattoo. What they're saying is you're going to get a tattoo and you're 18 and you're going to regret it.
Which I'm sure there are a lot of people who regret the tattoos they get. And you can either remove it or you can go over it or you just got to deal with it. And that's part of your life story.
Well, I look at it as a way of like, oh, this is a memory. Even if you don't like the tattoo, but like
memory. All alone in the moonlight. We're about to see the moonlight at 2 p.m. Eclipse, baby.
Oh, yeah. We have to remember. We should record us going to look at it.
We can't. We don't have the glasses.
Well, we can see, like, look at the street. It's getting darker, right?
Yeah. We shouldn't look at it.
Yeah, we shouldn't look at it.
No, we're not going to. I'm not saying look
at it. It's like the eye of
it.
Sauron.
No, it's also look. Like Trump when he, like, actually looked at it.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
Memories. All alone in the moonlight.
Should we sing that while it happens?
What?
Should we sing that while it happens?
Yes. Actually, when I went to go see Cats, so I remember I was, when I used to
have this newer production?
The one that from like 5 years ago?
Yeah, that's one I saw too.
Okay, so I remember I got tweeted by Cats. Cats tweeted at me. So Mateo, come to Cats. It'll be a perfect night. Like P-U-R-R.
You should have not gone because of that.
Well, I know. So then I got on. I was like, what? I messaged them back. I was like, what? I was like, what? Why are you messaging me? They're like, oh, it's gay night at Cats.
Every night.
That's what I said. I'm like,
every night at Cats is gay night. Come on.
So I went with Alfredo. And then Alfredo and I sat in the aisle. Now, here's the thing. I knew the songs from Cats. Like, I knew Memory. But I'd never seen the show. Totally ignorant to the show, was waiting for the plot to start. So after 40 minutes, I'm like, okay, we get it. There's different kinds of cats. Is a dog going to show up? Like, what's going on?
That would have been a good plot.
No, they just more cats come out, and then they don't like the old cat. They're all assholes. They don't like the old cat, Grisabella, but they like Gus. Gus is as old as Grisabella.
They're sexist.
Gus is the cat at the theater door. It was a weird combination of older gay men and children.
Yeah,
that's who goes to see Cats. And then they come through the aisle, and one came right up to me. And the face, this is the face you have to make, because the thoughts you're feeling are embarrassment, shame. This is not what this person wanted in their life. They don't even look like cats. They look like Hep C. As they're dancing in front of me, this is my face.
As they're like licking themselves.
Yeah. It was rough. And then I did cry during Memory, though, because that is a good song.
That you cried?
I did. I teared up. And I still like the song. At the theater door. La, 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 la.
Did you cry at the movie?
No, it's in the movie you, me, and Bob watched and Jacob during the pandemic. We all watched it together. That was rough.
We bought it.
Who bought it?
You had to buy it because it was on Amazon as a purchase. We all bought it to watch it. That's wild.
Do you think What's-His-Face ruined the movie?
Yes.
That British host? The one that talks like this!
James Corden.
Tom Hearn does a great impression of
James Corden.
I
think there were a lot of people who ruined that movie.
They did Jennifer Hudson wrong.
They did all of them dirty.
And Dame Judi Dench was in it. And Taylor Swift was in it. What are you talking about? Taylor Swift was in Cats.
That's when you know something is truly bad, because if a movie that has Taylor Swift in it still flopped because even the Swifties were like, I'm out, then that's some trash.
If you had to get a tattoo, would you rather get the tattoo of Grisabella or, let me think of someone else, or Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings?
Schmeagol.
You would get Schmeagol on your arm.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was trying to do the impression. So Dakota and I have been rewatching Lord of the Rings, which
too.
I hate. So I stopped watching it. And I kept going, my precious. Is that a good impression?
No.
Oh, I thought I was doing it.
I do a great Schmeagol.
Ugh.
No, he's our friend. No, he's not our friend. No, please.
Okay, let me try. He's our friend. No, he's not our friend.
That's like one. That's like Selma and Patty, Marge's sisters on The Simpsons.
Well, then I can do their voice.
You can do Stitch. Hello, it's me, Stitch.
Hello, it's me, Stitch.
No.
Close?
No. It's Stitch and...
My precious.
My precious.
My precious.
I'm not doing it at all.
No.
Oh, okay. So anyways, at what age were you like, you know what? Maybe I will get tattoos. They're not that bad.
I was always like, I'm not going to get a tattoo because I was the same as you. I'm like, I can't think of the one thing that I'm going to love forever. And then I moved to New York and I was doing all these fashion illustrations for work. And as practice, I did this one of Maria Callas. She was from like a 1963 interview in Italy. And I loved it. And I thought, if I ever find the right artist to do it, I'll get this tattoo. And then came 2020 and everyone was having a midlife crisis and no one was in the city. And I found this amazing tattoo artist named Sivak. You can look him up on Instagram. And I was like, I'm just going to get this tattoo. Fuck it. The world's ending. I want a tattoo. And I loved it. And I loved that it was a little different. Like, it was very fashion illustration-y. And it used my skin color for her skin color. It felt different than a normal tattoo. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a second one. And I'm going to get Storm and Poison Ivy. So I have Poison Ivy. And I really, it's my drawing.
Why Poison Ivy and Storm?
I've always loved Storm and Poison Ivy. I have a million of their action figures. Did a million comics of them as a kid. I'm like, well, I think I'll still love them when I'm older. So that's it. I got it. And I don't regret it.
I just, the pain. My mom has a tattoo on her foot.
Of what?
It's like a vine. And has her and my dad's initials on it, not me and my brother's, because apparently we mean nothing to her.
Well, maybe she got it before you two were born.
No, she got it like 5 years ago.
Oh.
We were fully alive. I mean, I guess it's romantic, but also like, you have kids, Mom.
They couldn't even throw your initials anywhere, like an
right,
NS?
It's an N. Anyways, and she has a higher pain tolerance than I do, but she was saying
she gave
how painful
birth.
It is. So my question is, what part of your body is like the most painful to get a tattoo? And what's the
exactly.
least?
Exactly. To me.
What's the least painful? Because she said her foot was painful.
Well, it's where there's the least amount of fat. Like, it's the thinnest skin.
Skin.
So right here. Yeah, that's all skin, Nick.
No, I was echoing thinnest
skin. Say what I said and I'm going to do what you just did.
The thinnest skin.
Skin. Skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that
skin.
Part.
Skin. Oh, my skin.
I don't know why I'm doing this.
Because he's old. He wants his precious.
The thinnest skin.
I'm going to work on it.
But you have to learn how to do this.
I can't do that. I'm doing it.
No, you sound
that's
like
not
the,
it.
You sound like that woman in those DARE commercials, like, don't smoke cigarettes. She got like a hole in her throat.
Don't smoke cigarettes. They ruined my life. I'll never be able to get back all the years I've lost in the hospital. Take it from me.
Is that what she said?
Basically.
Yeah.
But that was pretty spot on. I can do that impression.
Don't smoke cigarettes. It'll ruin your life.
Honestly, they should do that for vaping and maybe people will stop vaping.
Remember I vaped for 2 weeks?
2 weeks? That was like 2 months.
Memory all alone in the moonlight.
Anyways, what were we just saying? Oh, my mom. So what's the most painful area to get a tattoo?
I think
heard it's here.
Yeah, the rib cage or here. This was very painful because whenever he would
go. But the needle would just poke my bone. I have no fat on me.
Nick, that would hurt.
That's what I mean. How does it, what do they do?
Well, what
they
are you going to tattoo on your rib cage? What?
I don't know. Maybe like, I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-da. I don't know.
Remember the rumor when we were kids was, I'm blue, if I OD, I will die. If I OD, I will die. If I OD, I will die. That's what we thought they were saying when we were in seventh grade.
You're disgusting. Anyways, I heard it's here is the most painful. How was this? Don't you stare at that clock. Thank you for listening and watching another video of our podcast. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and please leave a review. It really does help. And until next time.
Memory.
Memory.